This is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 152, recorded on Friday, August 26th, 2016, and day 23 of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, which I'm back in sync with, even though, yeah, I screwed everything up. But hey, everything's cool. I feel a ton better. I got a pretty decent sleep last night. Partially, I don't know. I'll talk about this at some point. I am doing this, it's a healthy sleep formula. This guy named Steve Gibson, I think I've mentioned him before as he does a security podcast actually on the Twit Network. But he also kind of he's not a doctor or anything, but he just like researches vitamins and stuff like that. He's a big vitamin guy. He's gone through a couple of iterations of what he calls his healthy sleep formula. The one he's actually doing now is fairly simple. The first one was fairly complicated. It worked. Pretty friggin' amazing how well, in particular, the first one worked, but it was complicated and it had a lot of, it was like six pills. And he swapped some things around, and this one doesn't put you to sleep quite as easily, but it helps you stay asleep pretty well. I'll talk about it. I'm not going to get super into it tonight, but I'll talk about it at some point. It's fairly interesting. I'll stick it in the show notes, whatever. Day that I decide to talk about it. I'm also still not talking about the marriage thing today, just mainly because it's not super late, but it's Friday night, we're having dinner, my father-in-law is coming over, it will be 11 o'clock before we know it. And so I just want to get everything, I want to make sure I get something recorded so that I have ample time to, Charlotte's already recorded, hers for today, she just recorded a little while ago, we're like tag teaming the Zoom here. So I just want to make sure I got something done. So we're just going to chat a little bit, it popped into my head. I was just talking to Charlotte about it, that it popped in my head this morning that at this time next week, I've already been through effectively a couple of nights of Dragon Con, because with several of my friends, years ago, we started saying that Wednesday was the new Thursday, in terms of when things, you know, technically it starts on Friday, but it has started on Thursday for years and started on Wednesday. And I know people who actually get rooms starting on Monday. Tuesday's the new Wednesday pretty much, but we won't be there. But I figured, so you know, at this point we will have been there through a couple of nights. And actually at this point, so that was what I thought this morning. And I was like, hey, we'll be getting ready to leave. And at this point, we will be no longer in Atlanta and we'll be in North Carolina again. I think we may have both touched upon this, but our schedule for this Dragon Con is a clusterfuck. There goes my explicit tag if I cared about it. So we have a wedding in our family that is, our niece is getting married on the Saturday of Labor Day weekend. At 3:30 in the afternoon outside. I mean, what can possibly go wrong? I hope nothing does. She's very nice. We like her. But it's right in the middle of Dragon Con. Like, literally in the middle. And obviously, it's our niece, so we also have to be there the night before for the rehearsal dinner. So, yeah. I mean, there were thoughts you could say, hey, we'll just skip a year. But, hey, I don't really want to skip Dragon Con, even though we are going to miss the heart of it. I don't like skipping Dragon Con. I haven't skipped it in years. I think 2000 was the last time I missed a year. And secondly, I think I have talked about this before, but, it's important. The con hotels in particular, I don't know if the other hotels in downtown are, the con hotels in particular have finally started giving you it. Once you're in the click, once you're in the, you know, special group of people who have a Dragon Con reservation, you can get a coupon and you can get in. You have to get in a line and wait for a little while, but it's not that big a deal. And get your pre-reserve your reservation for next year's Dragon Con right there at that point in time and be done with it, which is, compared to the way things used to be, is like priceless, amazing. So the problem with not going this year, A, I'd already paid you. When you do that, you prepay for a night. So I would have lost, you know, one night, but that's not even the big deal. The big deal would be that I would lose the coupon. And so next year we would be back into the hell of, trying to find a reservation. I don't want to. So we're not. So we will probably send this kind of a little bit of our schedule, for folks who are here and are listening to this and are going to be around. We'll be in town on Wednesday. I'm probably working on Wednesday, but I work in the CNN Center downtown, walking distance from the Dragon Con hotels. I think we are having dinner with one of my old coworkers Wednesday night, but you know, if people want to come, let's make it a party. If you're around on Wednesday. We are tentatively talking about Battle and Brew right now, which is little ways from downtown. But if somebody's interested in going, we could try and coordinate something. It's a decent food, excellent beer and drinks, and gaming. I think I've even talked about it. Again, I'm sure I've talked about it. But gaming, they have board games, they have console. You can rent console games. You can rent time on PC games. So if you want to, you know, it's this big gaming place. And actually that night, it's going to be a little crazy, but we're going to try and get there early. Cause starting at, I think either 8 or 8:30 that night, they're actually having a Dragon Con, geek trivia night. Cause these people, they actually shut down during Dragon Con because they help run the video gaming track. So like the PC gaming track, at Dragon Con. So the place is closed starting, I think, on Friday, maybe Thursday night. I'm not sure when they close, but they're closed while Dragon Con is going on. I don't even know, stay open. So that night should be pretty crazy. But, if we get there early, we should be able to eat and do stuff and then make the decision. Do we want to hang around and watch the wackiness, or do we want to get the hell out of Dodge and go back downtown and have some drinks down there? So we'll be in town Wednesday night. I don't have a room downtown then. We'll be Ubering back up to my townhouse, whenever we decide to finish, checking into the hotel. We're in the, Hilton. So yeah, the Hilton, the podcasting bar, that's my bar. I know every one of those freaking bartenders super well. In fact, we're bringing a baby present. One of the ladies there is also pregnant. I think she's a couple months behind Savannah. But we're bringing her a baby gift as when we get there. So yeah, we'll be checking into the Hilton on Thursday, and we will definitely be around. We'll get our badges and everything. We'll be puttering about. I think I'm friends with Dave Slusher at this point. I'm not even friends with Charlotte on the Dragon Con app, because yeah, that thing is a pain. I know what they're trying to do with it. You know, they're trying to make sure you can't friend people that don't want to be blah blah blah. But it is a pain in the butt to deal with. I'm perfectly fine. You know, I know several people who connect with me on Google Hangouts. I don't actually have Facebook Messenger installed on my phone right now, but I will install it for next week because so many of us are in the Facebook group. I will install it on my phone next week in case people want to get in contact with me. I was already thinking about that for Chuck, because you asked us to be on the lookout for Futurama characters that you guys need. So I was already thinking about putting it on there just for that, in case I could send you a quick message. So we'll be around Thursday. And I'm sure we'll be up to hijinks, Thursday evening and Thursday night. We will probably, I'm pretty sure. Well, I know Charlotte discussed the smoking porch, the back of the Hyatt. We will probably be there pretty late, Thursday night. And also in the Hilton, I would say half Hilton, half smoking porch. Well, you know, because Thursday night is the con, it's going on at this point. So you're just wandering, but there will certainly be time on the smoking porch and certainly be time in the Hilton bar. So feel free to message either me or Charlotte if you're interested in saying hi. And then Friday morning, we got to get up and drive back. So we'll get up, drive back to North Carolina, go to the rehearsal dinner, come home, get up Saturday morning, get ready, go to a wedding. My goal was to get out of the wedding a little bit earlier than I'm not going to be mean. This, you know, it is a family member. But my hope is that we get out of there not too crazy late. 3:30. I'm not even going to say the time that I'm hoping for because people might think that I'm a bad person. I mean, I'm not talking five, but you just turn right around, get in the car, and drive to Atlanta. And if it's not too late, it won't even be too bad because, I mean, you know, Saturday night's a big night, and I mean, things don't even get rocking and rolling until 2. So we could be back in time. Should be okay. And then we'll be there for Sunday. We are planning on going to the Parsecs, definitely. So we'll be there for that. And Sunday night, as my friend Steve, when I explained this to him, he's like, "But you're going to be strong for Sunday." Because I'm like, well, maybe that's true. Because I will have at least one day night of rest. I won't be out Friday. So so I will be strong for Sunday night, which is good. So that's our I was going to say tentative schedule, but that's our pretty solid schedule for, things Dragon Con-ish. And, we obviously welcome, anybody who hits us up for whatever, you know, dinner, hanging out, playing a game. I usually at Dragon Con, we usually try and keep a couple of small, like pockety games. I usually am carrying a bag that I've got a game or two in, so we're available for playing games or anything else. So we're looking forward to it. So yeah, I think that, dang, there was something while I was rambling about that. Oh yeah. While I was rambling about that, I took a sip of beer and that was the thing I was talking about. So, my, beer of the moment, my beer tonight, I'm actually still finishing off the, Solus. So I've got a, drinking that right now. I've got a couple of those to go. And then I've got a bomber of Hopium, which is a Foothills Brewery, which is in Greenville's in South Carolina. Greensboro. It's in Greensboro, North Carolina. Or no, it's in Winston-Salem, which is near Greensboro. It's in Winston. I'm 99% sure Foothills is in Winston-Salem. So it's a North Carolina brewery, but not Asheville, not Charlotte, which are the two big hubs. Raleigh's pretty big, and Winston-Salem's about an hour, a little more than an hour from Charlotte, or from Raleigh. So it's a smaller hub. There's more than one brewery there, though. It is an IPA. It's excellent. It's in my go-to list of IPAs, A, because it's easy to get in North Carolina, but B, also because it's a very good beer. Probably the top of that list for me locally is an IPA from Noda Brewing Company here in Charlotte, called Hop Drop and Roll, which is a darn good. If you haven't had that beer and you like IPAs and you see it, you should try it. Excellent, excellent IPA. So that is the beer of the evening, and I think with that, wow, we're a little shorter than normal. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. Shooting for tomorrow being the marriage discussion, because I need to sit down and think about that. I've been running and it was a work day. It wasn't too crazy or anything, but I've been kind of in the weeds. I'm like reading all this Microsoft Azure like documentation and stuff and working with Terraform scripts and blah, blah, blah. So it was like in the weeds deep technical stuff. So I didn't have a lot of time to sit down and think about it. And I want to think I know my general discussion. I may even write out some notes for myself. Surprise, surprise. I don't do that very often for the podcast. I do occasionally, but usually not. Could you tell? But, so that's what I think we'll do for tomorrow. Got some housekeepingly stuff. I am hopefully, my feet right now are on a like ceiling fan light box that I have supposed to installed the past 2 weekends, and it's happened either time. And I'm planning for it to happen tomorrow, though. So we should have a new ceiling fan here in the bedroom. tomorrow night this time. Fingers crossed. No electrocution. Tell your friends. Well, anyway, that's it. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. That's KENZOID.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. Twitter handle is Kenzoid. Facebook is ken.kennedy. Instagram is Ken Kennedy. And everything else you can find at kenzoid.com. It's all linked there. So, thank you very much. And this podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0 unported. Have a great Friday night, and we will talk to you tomorrow. See ya.